You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is so great to be with you on a Victory Tuesday. It is the John and Wayne Show. Wayne, how we doing, man?
I'm feeling victorious. Right? Because that's just what it is. Like, 4-1, feels good to be on top, feels good to be here, John. I'm just feeling good, like Tony would say.
Oh, there we go. I love it, man. I remember the old videos, man. Do you remember watching freaking MTV and BET like nonstop?
Yo, I remember watching MTV and BET non. That was our television growing up. That, cartoons, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, you know. But that was our entertainment. We didn't have to go to concerts. We just watched music videos all damn day.
Dude, yeah. Especially like if football season, it's on ESPN. And then, you know, the rest of the, you know, whatever. Then it's put MTV on or BET on. Yo, and, you know, all that
stuff. What a
stuff.
Time, man.
Yeah.
It's that stuff is, like, obsolete now. Like, wow.
Man, give me something that just shows music videos. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's just different. Oh, you could, oh, Spotify. I mean, they got the videos on the Spotify with the
I've
song.
I've never watched them. I know they're there.
I know. It's not the same. It's not a show. You know what it is? Raps, it's yeah. It's not a program show. Yo MTV Raps with Ed Lover and Dr. Dre, yes, bumped that BET after. That was a different BET. That was like an early 2000s BET. That was a 1 a.m. show for sure.
That's 1 a.m. for you. Us Central. I was in Central. I was in Texas. So that wasn't too bad for me. But I love it. And I love it. You know, there's nobody better at music than Wayne, the man.
Oh, himself. Man. Thank you.
So, all right. Here's what we got today. I want to focus a lot on Christian McCaffrey. Okay. Not as a negative, as a positive, just let's evaluate and kind of assess what he's done so far, what he's on pace for. Is that sustainable? What are the workarounds of that? I want to talk about some wide receiver rotation because for the first time in a long time, you're going to have more than two wide receivers that are capable NFL players out there at your disposal. How's that going to shake out? And then the rookie usage to this point. SF Data Niners put together a really cool graph on the amount of teams and allowing rookie snaps or that are having rookie snaps so far and what that looks like, where the 49ers fit on that. So let's start it off with Christian McCaffrey. Okay, so I'm going to go through a little bit of numbers game here. My Apple Watch thought I asked it a question about Christian McCaffrey. I did not. You stay out of this, Apple Watch. Here we go. Christian McCaffrey, so far, and then Wayne, I want you to piece this together. So I'm going to go on a little diatribe here. He has his current usage, 91 rush attempts, 282 rush yards, 52 targets, 39 receptions, 387 receiving yards. 130 touches, currently leads the NFL, not even close. He is on pace for 309 carries. He is on pace for 176 passing targets, 132 receptions, and 1,315 passing yards. That would be the most ever by a running back in NFL history, which is crazy because he currently is the all-time record leader for most receptions by a running back in a year with 116. He's on pace for 132. CMC is actually first and third on that list. Eckler is on that list as well. Now, most receiving yards ever by a running back, the most ever is 1,097 by Dell Schaffner back in the 50s for the Rams. Then Falk second, Lionel James third, Roger Craig fourth, and CMC fifth on that list. Keep going. If Christian McCaffrey has 132 receptions, that would have led the NFL wide receivers, tight ends, everybody last year. Jamar Chase had the most with 127, and 1,315 receiving yards would be the third most yards of anybody, including wide receivers last year. So, is this sustainable weight? Is it too much? Can you start to pull back a little bit now that you're getting some wide receivers, or is it just all systems go for number 23 moving forward?
Look, I'm the type of person that I don't think it's too much. That's your best player. That's the guy you want to get the ball to. The majority of his targets are checkdowns anyway. And so, hey, if that's what the defense is giving us, that's what I'm expecting each quarterback that plays for this team to make sure they find a way to get the ball to their playmaker on offense, and that playmaker happens to be Christian McCaffrey. Now, the Niners will be getting players back. So you're going to get back your George Kittles, your Juwan Jennings, your Ricky Pearsalls, your Brandon Ayuk's. Once you get those guys back, clearly it's going to change some of those targets. But at the end of the day, if that's what the defense is giving you, I'm expecting the check down to continue to go to Christian McCaffrey and let him do what he does. He's cooking. And so I don't look, my whole theory is if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And it's not overusing Christian McCaffrey. I know a lot of people feel like that's what it is. It's going to be overusing him. Okay, it appears to be that way because he's the only guy that they really have. And the Niners figured out it's like they use two guys. They pick a receiver and then it's Christian McCaffrey. And those are the guys, and it's been that way all season long. You go back to week one, pick a receiver, and it was Christian McCaffrey. Ricky Pearsall, Christian McCaffrey. Week two, different receiver. I think it was Juwan Jennings that week, Christian McCaffrey. Like, Christian McCaffrey's the common denominator for one of those receivers to go off every single week. Last week, it was Christian McCaffrey, Kendrick Bourne. So, as long as Christian McCaffrey's in the equation, you don't want to take him out of the equation, because he's going to help everybody else kind of like activate. You know what I'm saying? At least one wide receiver activate. So I don't know if he's going to be on pace for those crazy astronomical numbers you just mentioned. But as long as his productive numbers, as long as he's producing, I mean, he's tied for first in touchdowns with three on the season with Jake Tonjes. Can you believe that? And so as long as he continues to just, you know, stay healthy, trend upwards, I'm all for it. I'm, as Master P says, John, I'm about it.
Oh man, dude, I grew up in the South, man. That was like, that dude, was I, there was yeah, 2 years where we would walk around school and somebody would just go, "You bout it," and then a fight would break out. They would either break dance or they would fight. And so, like, me and my boys, we would always be like, "You bout it." I was with the jocks or whatever else, but man, there was like 1 month where we had at least three fights in our high school. I think I was a freshman or sophomore. But yeah. Make them say, "Oh, dude, No Limit Studios, baby."
Oh, come on, man. Only label out there that was literally producing their albums, album covers, had their own distribution. It was crazy, man. Shout out to
Master
P.
I still got a mystical playlist that is live and active on my phone. I'm just kidding. Yeah, freaking
say what? All right, now go ahead.
Now, Ben says this, and, you know, this is where people get concerned, and Kyle Shanahan, he agrees with you, where it's like, dude, if you get this many touches, eventually the body's going to break down. Christian McCaffrey's 29. The shelf life for running backs is 28. He's already expired, like, as far as that concerned. But here he is, 29, Still going. Ben says, agree with Wayne. CMC is only one of two things. He's out or he's Iron Man. Let him be Iron Man. Now, my man Oscar, you know Oscar. He's always going to crush it.
Yeah, for sure.
He goes on and he says, look, I would rather not continue the trend he's on and the 49ers bring in somebody like a Kamara or a Pollard to ease some of that workload. Those are expensive-ass running backs. You already brought in Brian Robinson.
That was a trade, yeah. He cost him a pick.
Talk to me about Brian Robinson and how he fits this team. Is he going to continue just to be 4 to 6 carries a game and that's it?
You look at Brian Robinson. That's a great question, John. Like, Brian is still learning this offense. I mean, he's coming from a different style of offense out in Washington, even though it has similarities to what Kyle Shanahan's offense is. But that, when he was running, he's been in Washington his whole career. I mean, they drafted him. He wasn't an outside zone guy, and so it's all gap penetrated types of runs, and that's where they utilized him. And they went away from that this year, right? That's why they traded him to get more to the outside. They drafted Bill or Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt. They call him Bill. And so he's a fast outside zone guy. They thought they had something with Austin Eckler. He ended up being done for the season. So they were really switching to the outside zone. I think Brian Robinson is still learning the offense, still understanding what Kyle Shanahan's, you know, niche is on the offensive side. And I don't get why they're not using him at the goal line. Like, I feel like that's where he can come in. I mean, if Kyle Shanahan really just took a page, and I know Kyle Shanahan is too stubborn to take a page out of somebody else's book. He wants people taking pages out of his book, whatever. If Kyle Shanahan took one page out of Ben Johnson's book from when he was with Detroit and utilized Brian Robinson as David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs as Christian, if he can utilize those guys in that way, yeah, it'll help alleviate some of the pressures. But you're talking touches. You said touches. So touches aren't just rushes, carries. Touches are targets. So Christian McCaffrey is always going to be high volume in the targets. That's why Oscar mentioned those specific types of players, so that you're replacing or replenishing Christian McCaffrey. If you take him off the field, well, God, now I got Evan Kamara. He could do the same damn thing. Mm-hmm. That's why he mentioned those specific players. And you're right, they're going to cost you some bread. But Evan Kamara probably also wants to be on a competing team at this point, so he might take a little less bread. So I don't think his options were too, you know, far-fetched. But, hey, John, this is football. This is football. Like, this ain't about saving the player for next year. Next year, not promised. You remember Kyle Shanahan said that shit too.
We might not be here on Sunday.
You know what I'm saying? So you got to use these players, man, and get the best that you can get, the best bang for your buck every single week. I watched every bit of football this week, man. It was the worst week of football I ever watched. I hated it. It was nothing but injuries. It was nothing but crazy, weird stuff going on. You saw, I mean, for us, it was good because Arizona lost, Seattle lost, Philly lost, hell, Buffalo lost. It was good, but it was the weirdest football I've ever seen in my life. It was like Vegas said, nah, yeah, nah, go ahead and keep it going. It was so weird. But I'm just saying that you don't know what's going to happen. I mean, look at Los Angeles. They just lost their rookie running back. He's going on the IR for the next four games. Like, this stuff just happens. So you got to use these players, get the best out of them. It's not about saving a player. Plus, Christian McCaffrey missed the whole last season. So he's probably super fresh at this point. And getting back into football shape. I don't think they're overworking him, especially in the run game. I mean, he's getting like 15, 17 carries a game. That's not a lot. But he's getting the touches, the targets. Who cares? Like, that's part of game. That's what he does. That's why he gets paid the buku bucks. He's one of the top paid running backs in the league. If I'm not mistaken, he's not the highest anymore, but he's top paid.
Yeah, he's up there. And yeah, Tommy asked, you know, is Christian McCaffrey on a contract for
one
next
more
year?
Two more years.
Signed through 2027.
This episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. You and I make decisions every day, but on Prize Picks, being right can get you paid. Don't miss any of the excitement this football season on Prize Picks, where it's good to be right. My favorite thing about Prize Picks is just how simple it is. More or less rushing touchdowns for Saquon Barkley. One, more or less. Josh Allen, more or less than 270 passing yards. Christian McCaffrey upcoming, more or less than 43 receiving yards. Prize Picks is the only app that offers stacks, meaning you can pick the same player up to three times in the same lineup. Want to pick more on Josh Allen pass yards, rush yards, touchdowns? Now you can pick all of them in the same lineup only on Prize Picks. And you can follow other Prize Picks players directly on the app and copy their lineups in one click. Whether it's a friend, celebrity partner, or just someone whose picks you like, hit the follow button, check out every lineup they create in the new feed tab on Prize Picks. Download Prize Picks app today and use code 49ers, 49ERS, to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code 49ers to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, it's good to be right. Imagine a way to travel that feels personal, comfortable, and connected. Without the price tags and the sterile feeling of hotels or short-term rentals, that's exactly what Kindred provides. It's completely free to join for owners and renters alike. And when you travel with Kindred, there are no hotel costs or rental fees. Just use the credits you've earned. And with every stay comes white glove service, 24/7 trip support, and $100,000 in host protection so that you can focus on the memories, not the logistics. And so whenever I think about traveling, I want it to feel personal and effortless. And that's exactly what Kindred delivers. My home earns me credits, and those credits unlock stays in beautiful homes all over the world. So apply now at livekindred.com. That's L-I-V-E kindred.com. Use code 49ers, 49ERS, to join for free. Plus, you'll earn 5 nights of travel credit just for signing up. That's livekindred, K-I-N-D-R-E-D.com. Code 49ers. LiveKindred.com. Code 49ers. So he'll be 31 that year. So you have him signed now. He's got some void years.
They'll be releasing his ass at one of them years. Yeah, come on, man. They're drafting, guys. Like, we're going to see what Jordan James turns into. You're going to see if Isaac Arendo makes it on the roster next season. Like, you're going to see what some of these. I mean, they're clearly drafting guys.
They've spent Kyle Shanahan has spent the most resources on wide receiver and running back as any NFL coach during his tenure, and it's not even close. Especially if you include that CMC trade where they gave up a 2, 3, 4, 5 for him, but then all the drafts of all the other running backs. My issue is I don't think Brian Robinson's bad. He's averaging a full yard per carry more than Christian McCaffrey on the season, albeit a much smaller sample size. He's an inside zone runner. Like, it's a little bit different. He can't do everything. Who can? Well, Kamara and Pollard can. Here's my question.
Okay.
Even if Shanahan traded for Kamara or Pollard, do you think he's going to pull Christian McCaffrey off the field then?
Absolutely not. That's an expensive ass trade, because you're going to give up something just to have a backup. Christian McCaffrey's not coming off the football field, guys. We're not even talking about the intangibles. His pass protecting is elite. Is elite. And I'm not saying Alvin Kamara can't pass block or Tony Pollard, but Christian McCaffrey is elite on the football field. Let me ask you this from a defensive perspective, John. From a defensive perspective, who are you game planning for more, McCaffrey, Pollard, or Kamara?
McCaffrey.
That's why Kyle won't pull him off the football field.
Yeah. McCaffrey. I think the play of the day was the goal line touchdown to CMC. The 49ers came out in 23 personnel. They had 2 backs and 3 tight ends. And so the Rams, to match this, had 1 secondary. They had 1 safety on the field. The rest were linebackers. They motioned to an empty set from 23 personnel. They put this chunky linebacker that looks like John Chapman out there on CMC of man coverage. And it was just like, what are you doing? He's different.
And shout out to Oscar, because this is what I said on – I talked about Christian McCaffrey and his role this year. It's different. And I said this on my watch party. I was like, oh, it makes sense. Christian McCaffrey is playing the Deebo Samuel role. He is the Joker's Wild. He is the guy that is playing that role. Look at the way they're using Christian McCaffrey this year. And I noticed it was really Deebo Samuel. They were trying to get him to be more like Christian McCaffrey last year. And it's just, unfortunately, he just he isn't a running back. He's just built like a running back, but he's a wide receiver built with a running back body. Whereas Christian McCaffrey has the nuances, the vision. This is a big difference with running backs. There's all types of running backs. There's power running backs. There's running backs with vision. There's running backs with vision, power. There's running backs with vision, power, elusiveness. There's elusive running back. There's just so many different types. Like Deebo Samuel was just more like, give me the ball in space and I'm going to enforce my will. Christian McCaffrey has more vision. He can make cuts. He can make certain so many different things. But I feel like the role he's playing this year is that Joker role. And it's just unfortunate, man. Look at the injuries. You gotta do what you gotta do. Meaning there's no George Kittle. And I love Jake Tonges. I love the tight ends that we have, but they don't do what George Kittle does. George Kittle nobody stretches does. The field. No. Right.
Nobody does like blocking either. Like
I didn't even think about that. I totally forgot about that. That's my favorite part about George Kittle. Like the outside zone is obsolete without George Kittle. And I say that every year. George Kittle's here. Oh, we can't run outside zone because now we don't have Trent Williams. Every piece is needed to run this specific type of outside zone. I don't get it.
Yeah. It is. I like that. I like this from Niners Bar. After last season, CMC wants to let the world know he's back. No way he'll be happy being benched. And Gabriel, he talks about like CMC's in control of his snap count. You'll see him call. Like he'll do this. He'll hold that one finger up. I need one playoff, coach, and then he gets one playoff, and he's right back out there.
Yeah, Bobby Turner don't want nothing with CMC. Hey, and let me say this. At least CMC is being honest because that season prior 2023, he wasn't coming off the field for nobody. No. But now he's starting to understand. It's all about trust factor, John. It's all about like, okay, Brian Robinson is here. He's not going to fumble the ball. You know what I'm saying? He could pass protect. Brian Robinson's not a bad pass protector. You get what I'm saying? And so I think CMC is – that's one of the reasons why he will come off for a play, maybe a half a play or a play or two or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Because of that trust factor, that comment was 100% correct. He is in control. He always has been.
Oh, I like it. Maybe he starts holding up the peace sign. Give him two plays off. You know what I mean?
Maybe he will, though, as the season continues to get longer. Like, you know what I mean? Right now he's – it's all a thing, right? Like, John, don't sometimes you do things and you want to prove you to yourself mentally that you physically can overcome some stuff? And I think that's what we see with CMC. I don't see him on the football field to where he's running out of gas. I know a lot of people feel like he may have lost his burst, and that's a possibility. But we haven't created any type of lanes for an explosive run. But
ooh, we got a trade that just broke down.
Yeah,
not us.
Joe Flacco to the Bengals.
Tell us.
Yeah, Joe Flacco to the Cincinnati Bengals. We got a trade alert. So the Bengals are like, look, we 2-3, and we want to continue to compete. All right, so the Brown per Adam Schefter, Browns are trading quarterback Joe Flacco and a 6th-round pick to the Bengals for a 5th-round pick.
Dude, you can't trade a quarterback in division. You can't do that.
They have no they don't need him. They but first of all, the Browns are dumb, but they never needed him.
They didn't. You were never in competition to play for the playoffs. You don't need a 45-year-old quarterback. Wow.
That was the worst bridge, man. It would have been best to just let Gabriel and Sanders compete out. You still got Watson on the roster, I think. And he wasn't going to play because of the injuries, and just let the two rookies compete for the starting job, and you ride with them. They're rookies. Get the best bang for your buck. We just talked about that. But to have Joe Flacco sign Joe Flacco, it just made zero sense, and it was really a waste of their money and time. And now they had
they
to give up.
They put a captain badge on him too, didn't they? That's they what's did. Funny. He just traded the captain.
Yeah. How old is he again?
Oh, man, he's 30. Let's see here.
He's got to be in his 40s, bro.
37-ish.
He's only 30. He looks 48.
He's been in the league for 17 years. He is currently 40 years old.
Yeah, he looks for his 48. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
congrats to him as a 40-year-old. Congrats to him. He's a handsome-looking devil. Wayne, real quick, before we take a quick break, tell us about your Patreon. Tell us about the explosive plays and your watch parties and all that kind of stuff and how we can support that.
For sure, man. Listen, every game, you know, about 10, 15 minutes, we do a watch party, and it's a grand old fun time over there on the Patreon. All you got to do is go to patreon.com/TheWayneBreezy. Sign up for the $5 tier. It'll get you the watch parties. And then there's exclusive film breakdowns, which you can sign up to in the black tier as well. And it can get you all the film breakdowns. I do explosive plays and negative plays. So I show the negatives, the penalties, what happened, things like that. So it's not just explosive plays. We go through the positives and the negatives every single week. And I also do every quarterback's pass attempt every single week. So you can see some of the throws, the high throws, low throws, bad throws, good throws, darts, bombs, everything. So yeah, man, I'm football season, I chomp up on the Patreon because I have a lot more fun. I could say a lot more. It's more free.
Different. It is. You have to check all these boxes on YouTube. People don't know. Like,
right. YouTube is different. YouTube has changed. Let's just say YouTube has changed over the years. And ever since what happened to my channel the second time when I got kind of like put on timeout or suspended, and I still to this day don't know why. And they don't tell you why. It's just I just was like, I'm back. I'm just going to follow whatever script they give me.
Yeah.
And I'm not messing it up. That's so no script on the Patreon.
Go support Wade. And right after this, let's talk Malik Mustafa. You know that one guy in the group chat who had a 5-leg parlay week one and just wouldn't shut up about it for the rest of the season? That could be you. MyBookie makes it super easy to get into the action. College football, NFL, super contest, survivor pools, casino, blackjack, whatever it is you want, they got it. All the spreads, player props, and in-game lines you could want all under one roof. And if you're new to MyBookie, use our code 49ers, 49ERS, up to $500 is fully covered. You make your play. Let's say it doesn't hit. You get all of it right back up to $500 when you opt in using your bet back bonus, and you get it back. It's just what it is. Comes with a one-time rollover if you use it. Now, no better time to jump in, no better place to play. Plus, we have all of our weekly bets and season bets up on our Patreon and the49ersrush.com. So if you don't know how to get started, we've got it made for you. We show you what we bet. We show you what's out there, and we will cover that with you. It's going to be a good time. So football's back. Let's make some money with MyBookie, promo code 49ERS. Let's go. You know, one thing that I am curious about, I wonder if the phone rang for the Bengals for Mac Jones.
Mac Jones? I can't wait till we find out. I'm sure we'll find out next year. You know, yeah. You know what I mean? I'm just being facetious, but I'm sure we'll find out.
Ooh.
Why not?
You know, I've gotten so many questions for, hey, should the 49ers trade Mac Jones and a draft pick to the Bengals for Trey Hendrickson, whatever else? Like, and I think that this goes to the idea the Bengals still do not see themselves as sellers.
No, man.
They are buying.
They lost three straight, but they're putting us, they're looking to put a band, like a, what's the word? Like a bandage over the wound, because they felt like if they could have gotten to some type of rhythm in that last game, which they played in, I mean, they fought back pretty hard. And I don't even know if Joe Flacco comes in and replaces Jake Browning at this, because Jake Browning had a good closeout to the game. He just made mistakes as usual. Their offensive line is asinine, so I don't know what they're going to do about that. But Ja'Marr Chase had a day, so they just can't run the ball.
Can't run the ball, can't pass protect. That's a bad place to be in. Now let's talk about a good place.
Poor state of
Malik
Ohio, man.
Mustafa.
I'm sorry. Ooh, the missile.
Oh, I freaking love it. He's back. He's practicing. They have activated his 21-day window. What are your thoughts on how soon he actually gets playing time? When is he back in the starting lineup? Aww. Whose job does he take? Where
Home
do
game.
You put?
Ooh. Yeah. Week 7. It just makes sense. You get his body back acclimated to football shape. He looks really good, but you need to give him a week of practice And it's that's what I would do if I was the coaches. And then he comes back in and he takes his role back from Pinnock, right? And so now you put the two young guys on the football field. So now you got speed and lightning and thunder and speed on the same. Like, both guys got some speed, but thunder and lightning at the safety tandem. That is crazy. You know what I mean? And, like, look, I'd be the first to watch film on our rookie Marquis Siegel, and I'd be the first to give him shits on game day. But I tell you what, man, this kid is on every single play. Like, he is there.
Always where he's supposed to be.
Oh, my God. You can't teach that. Always. So what's going to happen is it's mental now, right? It's mental. It's the quarterback playing with him mentally. And so once the game slows down just that much, oh, those plays that he's getting beat on are going to be PBUs. And then when it slows down a little bit more, those plays are going to be interceptions. So you don't remove him from the lineup unless he's injured, period. End of discussion. He starts for the remaining of the season. But now you're replenishing your safeties. You're upgrading because now you're adding. It was that Jason Pinnock didn't play bad, but he knew he was a stopgap guy. Like, he knew he was coming. He knew his role. And so now Malik Mustafa, I think, will be – I think the Niners, hopefully they'll get – Malik Mustafa back Atlanta game at home, right? That's a home game.
Right. If he plays before, great. If not, I'd like him to kind of activate him, put him on special teams maybe, let him do a series maybe. I don't know. But, man, I hope we get to see him. I just want to see him. I just want to see him suited up.
I think Atlanta would be a good time, right? Because it's a home game. He doesn't have to travel. I think him and George Kittle will be back week 7.
Man, that'd be huge. That would be huge. Ben says spot on about Siegel. I'm so excited about that kid. And, man, I just want to see Malik Mustafa and Marquis Siegel next to each other. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
It's like
thunder and lightning because they both possess a certain speed, and they're both great tacklers. Mustafa's a better hitter, so he'll miss tackles because he's trying to knock you out. So
but that eraser role that the Niners covet, that's Marquis Siegel. He's got that. Yeah. Like, you just limit the explosives from being bigger explosives.
Yeah.
And Malik, you go set the tone, right?
Tone setter and then the eraser. I love it.
Your lightning and thunder made me think about Rocky. We're going to hit lightning and we're going to crap thunder.
All right, Mick. Come on.
I love it. Now, we talked about the Bengals offensive line and how they can't pass protect and they can't run block. Well, the 49ers, they have half that problem. Currently, the 49ers are dead last. Never thought that this would happen in the Kyle Shanahan era. 32nd out of 32 teams in yards per rush. Dead last. What is your concern?
Are we dead last?
Dead last after this. Yeah.
Oh, after the Chiefs
after
play.
32nd.
There's no way we're dead last.
Dead last. According to Pro Football Reference, 49ers are currently averaging 3.1. Now, you're 4-1.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Just keep that spare on there. It's good for another state. We could keep that spare tire on the back.
Now, the Niners got to get back to running the goddamn ball, man. Like, because here's what running the ball does, right? It does two things. Shout out to Debbie. Number one, sets the tone. And I'm tired of coming out here, and I'm glad that we're successful in passing, but the more you pass, the more opportunities you have of turning the damn ball over, too. So we need to get back to setting the tone. Because when the Niners set the tone.
You watch Shorzy, right?
Of course.
Yeah, like, set the tone, boys.
Like, that is what we're missing. The identity on the offensive side is missing. We already know the defensive identity is to be the bully. The Niners, you know, and it could just be because they're just missing a person that just was a bully. But they need to figure out how to get back into setting the tone. They no longer have a Deebo Samuel to run those jet screens and wide receiver screens and bubble screens and a guy that's going to run a person. They don't have that. But they got to get back to setting the tone. Running the ball, setting the tone. And so they will get there. They will get it. I from an offensive line perspective and then just watching the line, I don't know if it's continuity. I don't know if it's I love Connor Colby, and I'm at this point. You just got to keep rocking with him. I think Ben Bartsch would help more in the run game. But I don't know if I would let Ben Bartsch come back and take over for Connor Colby, because you need Colby out there learning. Now, I'm a little down on Dominic Pony. I don't know if it's the injury, but he's not good this year.
Yeah, all three of the interior guys, just not consistent. They rotate who's going to destroy the play.
Yeah, it's weird, like, though, right?
Two are on, one's off, one's on, two's off, but one of them's always off.
Chris Forster's got unfortunately, we don't have a bye till week 14, right? Like, so Chris Forster's going to have to, like, try to figure that out sooner rather than later. Because once the Niners get back to running the ball, play action pass is going to work. We're play action passing with averaging 3.1 yards per carry. Like, make that shit make sense. Like, we're still, luckily, you're still getting defenders to bite on the run. I know one defender that didn't bite on any of the runs and got two interceptions in the same game and got a pick last night. Six. Yeah. That Devin Lloyd is a mother freaker.
Your
right?
Two all-pro linebackers are kind of already locked up in Fred Warner and
Devin Lloyd.
Devin Lloyd. Like, those two guys. And Devin Lloyd's playing for Defensive Player of the Year. You know, if that
and Fred could get some damn interceptions, he would be playing for Defensive Player of the Year, too. Unfortunately, he dropped two picks in that game. But my point is, they got to get back to the identity where they were. And they're trying. So it's not like they're not trying. So I don't want y'all to think that they're not trying. They are. They're trying to get that outside zone run working. I'm sorry. It ain't going to work without George Kittle. It's just not going to work without George Kittle.
He changes everything.
Everything. Because he's a tone setter. Yeah.
So, I love this. Atwad, he says, you know, it's funny all these issues on our team, but we're still 4-1. The league better be scared about us figuring it out. If the 49ers, because right now you're pass happy. You have the most pass attempts in the NFL.
Yeah.
Again, crazy for a Kyle Shanahan team to say that. You throw the ball more than any team in the NFL currently. You have a backup quarterback. You're out five wide receivers. You're out your tight end. You're just freaking throwing the rock, man. If you get a little bit more back to 50-50, watch out. Look,
so I'm with Antoine, right? Because and I did a show about this for Bleacher, and I was like, the Niners are the most dangerous team in the NFL, and I explained why, and this was part of it. Like, they're figuring things out and they're winning with backups. That's a scary thing. And they're beating good teams with backups. That's another scary thing. And so this is going to make them all the more dangerous. Then listen, they're going to take their blows. They may lose another game here or there. But at the end of the day, when they figure it out, when they get the stuff, when they get certain players back, when they get the reinforcements, when they figure out how to run the ball again, when they get back to what we know their identity is and who they are, it's going to be even, they're going to be a terror. I don't know what's scarier than terror. They're going to be horrifying. They're going to be whatever is scarier than scary. That's going to be the Niners. And I feel like, it's good that we're going through the adversity. It's good that they're going through these things. I'm not going to settle for 4-1 because I want us to continue to figure out ways to be dominant. Like, I'm not going to be happy till we dominate a team, John. I'm sorry. I'm cool with gritty games and wins, but I'm about dominant. I want to see us dominate a team.
Dude, I'm not sure that happens this week. Of the 10 games, 5 for the 49ers, 5 for the Bucks, all 10. Have been decided by less than one possession. Like,
Watch, we dominate them this week. Yeah.
It's a mirror, man. These are two gritty teams led by quality quarterback play, if I'm going to be honest. And
John,
good defenses.
I went back and watched the last game. The last time we played them.
I was there. I was sweating, dude. I was sweating.
John, first of all, that's the game Jake Moody should have been fired. But what saved his ass was he kicked the game-winning field goal. Like, I'm telling you, like, you can't make the stuff up. The stuff that get made up. Like, listen, and here's the kicker, right? We're going back to Raymond James Stadium, right? We're playing there again, right? We're probably going to make us wear our red uniforms because they want to be cool, right? So they're going to be in white, right? On top of that, not one of those players other than Christian McCaffrey, and I don't even think Christian McCaffrey played in that game. Not one of those players are going to be playing. There's probably not going to be no Brock Purdy. Ricky Pearsall, we still don't know about. Juwan Jennings, we still don't know about. George Kittle not playing. Like, it's a totally different offensive team going into Tampa Bay. With that said, all that said, that we're going to bust their ass. I could feel it. I could feel it in the air. It's going to go down. We're going to knock them right off their high horse. Because I think they're winning lucky games too. They're not just winning by domination. They're winning. They got luck on their side and a little grit. I'll give them. But Baker Mayfield is starting to become one of my favorite quarterbacks.
Mine too. And I'm a Longhorn. I hate everybody that wears that zero.
Oklahoma. But except like, you don't hate Trent Williams.
Nah. Trent. Oh, he's from. Yeah, he's both those are Texas boys, though. You know.
Yeah, but he went to. Didn't he go to?
I know. He did. He did. But
where did he go to school, John? Say it. Yeah. What's the name of the school?
Zero U.
Damn, you won't even say it. I love it.
Now, one thing I do love, I got to give credit to my man, RTPFTW. It is his birthday today.
Hey!
Got to give it up for the birthday, man.
Happy birthday, my guy. Let's go.
One of the best. Can't wait to hang out in Tampa. He's coming out there. Matthew, you are the freaking man. One of the truest friends I got, man. I just want to say thank you, man. Appreciate your positivity all the time. Now, I want to talk rookies.
Yeah, man.
How much they're playing right after this.
49ers Rush Road Trip is going into its sixth year with over 40 events at road games. If you are traveling to see the 49ers play this year, you got to come party with us. And on top of that, we give games, trivia, giveaways. We've partnered with TickPick this year. All you have to do is search 49ers Rush on any of the TickPick sites, apps, you name it. And on top of all of that, best dressed, giveaways, autographed jerseys, kids are always included, and get in for free with a ticketed adult. And a lot of times for select cities, we will have 49ers legends come out and you get to meet and greet them and get autographed. Navarro Bowman, Frank Gore, Patrick Willis, Fred Warner are all players that we have worked with in the past. And trust me, if you want to build the 49ers community, you're traveling by yourself, we got you covered. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com.
All right, come join us in Tampa. So excited. We're going to be partying on the beach in Clearwater Saturday, this Saturday from 2 to 6 p.m. at Coco's North Beach. And then our tailgate, man, the Tampa Bay tailgate is off the freaking charts. We got a giant pirate ship that you can take pictures on, which is kind of cool. We do a joint tailgate with the Leatherheads, which is a blast. Unlimited drinks, unlimited food, great food. We got like 15 food options. Going to be a blast. Come party with us. And then it's 2 weeks. You know, we're close to Houston and New York, where we got back-to-back Wayne Breezy road trips. I can't wait. I miss you, my friend. These shows are always fun, but like when we get together, it's always mayhem.
It's going to be big. You know, we haven't figured out like how to. We did it during the draft show, but it was so much work. It's got to be easier now because it's years later. Like technology has gotten better. We need to figure out how to go live at the tailgate and do a John and Wayne show. Like, we got to figure it out. Somebody come set us up so we can go live in Houston.
We need, like, roadies. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
Awesome.
Right. We need the setup, you know.
I'm always putting out fires, and plus I drink at these days. I'm having a good time.
Yeah.
I get there, and I'm like, you know what? It is so much work setting all this stuff up. I want to enjoy this a little bit.
Right.
But, like, I do need to incorporate. And a lot of people are like, hey, why don't you go live here? And I'm like, man, I'm doing 50 things at once.
Yeah, man.
I'm trying.
But just to you know, even if it's like a 20, 30-minute show, live from Houston, live from New York, like, take this show on the road. But it's a lot of work, man. Like, I know it is. Like, I hate going live from the hotel room. When I'm finished, I'm, like, fried. Like, you know what I mean?
We'll figure. I need the mothership where I'm at, you know what I mean?
Yeah, this is where we feel safe. You know, people don't get it. You know? Portable's cool. But it's nothing like being home with the mothership, man. You know? How can we never call it, like, the fathership? I'm just asking. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Is it always the mothership? Is it because
into a whole thing now once I'm done with this show. And I'm going to learn the origin and where that came from and why. And, yep, I got work to do. So there we go. I think it's because it's bad luck to give a boat a guy's name, right? Go back to Forrest Gump, right?
Could be.
I named it the best name I could think of. We have 13 Jennies. Anyway. All right. Let's talk rookies. Data Niners put this chart out with the most snaps per team from rookies. The 49ers came in fourth. Fourth, 16% of all of their snaps taken this through 5 weeks is from rookies. Fourth, if you want to look at the rest of the NFC West, Seahawks are 16th with 9.9%. Cardinals are 23rd with 6.9%. And the Rams are dead last, 32nd with just 2% of snaps from rookies. Wayne, it's one thing to be young, another thing to be young and good like the 49ers. What are your thoughts on the rookie class so far?
Yeah, man, overall, man, I feel like the rookie class, they're playing on a B level. Like, you know what I'm saying? And that's what you expect, right? And it's just so crazy how that, like, the Nick Bosa injury just happened out of nowhere, because it was only going to make Mykal Williams that much more refined. And so now it's like, you know, you kind of got to take him out of the powder, you know, just a little bit early. Got to take them out of the oven just a little bit early. And these rookies are going to have their bumps and bruises, their ups and downs. There's going to be good, bad, and ugly on some of these rookies. But they're playing good football. And I think the Niners, Robert Saleh drafted the team. They drafted very well. They went specific for specific types of players that can come in. And I know there's one rookie that we were hoping we get to see, but we just a logjam at the linebacking position. So we probably won't see Nick Martin on the defensive side all this year unless something happens. But I will say that I really do love what we're getting, the production that we're getting from the rookies. Get these guys in here, John. I'm all about these guys. My number one thing, they need reps. They need snaps. They need to be out there. They need to mess up. They need to learn from their mistakes. They need to do this. And we're 4-1 with the rookies. So just imagine what these – and it's funny because I wrote about this. I kid you not. Like, I do my stuff in advance so that I don't get myself log jammed. So my today stuff was done yesterday, right? And so I wrote an article that I didn't have it put out, and I talked about this. I didn't even know SF Data put this out because I didn't have any of the data. I just go from what I'm seeing on my eyes with my two eyes. And I was just saying, yo, just imagine – when these rookies are like refined and comfortable and confident in this defense that they had to learn at, you know, real quickly. Like, they got thrown, I think I said on the recording, they got thrown into the fryer, right? Right? They got thrown right into the pan. You gotta come out hot. You know, don't come out lukewarm, come out hot. And I think Alfred Collins is gonna earn his starting role. And I picked him as one of the starters as well, because that's what he's gonna do. It, like, after the club punch, it's a wrap. And John, I've been telling you to put this guy on the football field from the jump. But he had to get into football shape. He didn't get any of the reps in the preseason, but training camp because of the injury, OTAs and stuff, because of the injuries and stuff like that. And so he needed to get back into football shape. This guy is going to be out there. He looks really good too out there on the football field. Still has work to do, but why not let these guys rumble, man? Let them rumble. Let them cook. Let Marquise Siegel get beat. Let Upton Stout get beat, because they're going to learn from those reps, man. Because they got to understand that football and Saleh's defense is all about the triangles and the angles. It's not about your natural ability. You just got to be able to know that line that you need to play in order to be in position to make a play on the ball. And Upton Stout's got it. You've seen he's jumping routes. I don't think that was PI a couple of weeks ago. And Marquise Siegel, I don't give a fuck what anybody says. Yeah. Every time he gets beat, he is right there. So if he can just figure out, if he had one mentor that can come and tell him, yo, just turn your head around, bro, and make a play on the ball.
Play the ball.
But he's not getting any penalties. He's not getting the flag. So you got to take a grain of salt with everything that you're seeing. I really do love what I'm seeing from these young guys. And we're not going to see it offensively because Kyle Shanahan don't play that. But defensively, it is what it is.
Yeah, shout out to Oscar. He put up the rookie snaps so far. Marquise Siegel, 100 out of 100 snaps. 100%
wow.
Snap rate. Mykal Williams, second with 223 snaps, 69%. Then you've got Upton Stout, 60.4%. Curious to see what's going to happen with him this week if he does play, how banged up he is, whatever
injury,
else.
That's right.
Alfred Collins, 38%. C.J. West, 23%. All the rookies on offense. That don't include Jordan Watkins working on side field. Jordan James, he's in the practice. He's working. You know, when is he going to get his shot? We'll have to see. And then Connor Colby, of course, who's, you know, he's playing some ball now too. Can he improve? Can he get his consistency up? All those things. This rookie class, the 49ers bet on the rookie class.
At some point, you have to, though. Like, you know, I mean, this is what the draft is all about, you know? And you got to get him out there. Like, the Niners were in position to walk away from big contracts by not signing players, returning players in free agency. And so with that, they said, we're going to bet in on the draft class. And they're hitting the nails on the head with these picks. And we still haven't seen some of the players play yet. So it's going to be so much fun to watch this team grow and develop. I think that's the key. That was my key in my video.
Yeah. Last topic, and I want to get your just stance on this. The wide receiver rotation. You know, Kendrick Bourne and Mac Jones, they've got a connection. But now let's just say hypothetically, I do believe Juwan Jennings is going to play. If Ricky Pearsall, Juwan Jennings, DeMarcus Robinson, Kendrick Bourne, what is your 1-4 order in that wide receiver room if all four of those guys are playing?
I think it's Ricky. Ricky's your one. Juwan's your two. Bourne's your three. And DeMarcus is your four. I think that's the order. And Rick, listen, the things that Rick can do as far as no one's getting open in the zones like Ricky Pearsall. Like this dude, and you know what? In that game last year when he was wearing number 14, the soft spots he was finding in the zones in that game, like the kid, he gets zone defense, right? Like he gets it. He understands the concept, and then the quarterback just got to put the ball in the soft spot. No one does it like him. And now you're starting to see big-time catches from him. He leads the team with explosive plays down the football field. I mean, how is that not your number one guy? Like, hey, like that's got to be the number one target. Now, if the league is respecting him, which I don't think Tampa Bay has those type of DBs. If the league is respecting him and they start to double him up, then you go to your number two. I mean, you go to the guy that can help you move your chains. And it's cool to have two guys on the field that can move the chains. And don't get it twisted. Juwan Jennings still can stretch the field. He still can find soft spots in the zone. He's still the most aggressive wide receiver. He's probably still the most dangerous wide receiver. He's the best run blocking wide receiver. So that helps your run game out a little bit too as well. So yeah, it's Ricky, Juwan, Bourne just in. I wonder if the role changed in the so that changed the mentality of Kendrick Bourne. But if he has to go back to being that number three, I'm hoping he just makes the best of his opportunities. Like, you know what I'm saying? Don't drop the goddamn ball is what I'm saying.
Play a role. Yeah, that's huge. And yeah, I don't know. Ricky's still up. He has the PCL. He hasn't practiced yet this week.
Right.
So like what
we're just saying,
Juwan Jennings
available.
Is already practicing. He will play this week.
Yeah.
So you're going to have three quality wide receivers as of now. That's huge. If it was four, I love what Ricky did last year at Tampa Bay. That was his best play of the season.
He scored his first touchdown in that game.
Yeah, on that post route. That was freaking, I freaking love it. Anyway, all right, that's going to wrap it up for us right here. I got to go pick up the boy from school. Wayne, take us out, my friend.
Faithful, we on top, and it's time to stay on top. We hitting the road, we going to Tampa Bay, and we going to take it in the Bay. It's Wayne, Breezy, and John Chapman all day, every day. Keep it faithful to the Bay. We out.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.